Hey everyone, welcome to episode one of the Positivity Effect Fireside Chats, and I am your host, Dr. Tom. These episodes will go live every Sunday, where myself and my good friend, Ted Gallucci, who I'll introduce in just a moment, have a casual, informal chat about the past week. We'll share some personal stories, as well as our takeaways from the past interview. Speaking of which, our weekly interview will go live every Monday. Our interview tomorrow is with Bryce Prescott, and he has a podcast called Rules of Success. Bryce is such an awesome guy, and we go deep, so you don't want to miss it. The show can be found at positivityeffect.com, where you can also subscribe to the newsletter, where I'll be sharing weekly takeaways from the current book that I'm reading. Please write back and send me a story of something that you're grateful for in life as well, or how you paid it forward in some way, because we will be sharing those inspiring stories every Sunday from a listener just like yourself. So in addition to finding the show at our website, if you'd like, you can subscribe to the show at iTunes. Just search Positivity Effect, hit that subscribe button, and you'll never miss an episode. So Ted Gallucci. I met Ted about 7 years ago when I first met my now fiance. This past September, Ted started his first semester in college. In this week's Fireside Chat, I want you guys to pay close attention to just the overall awareness level that Ted has about the importance of college, of really learning and growing as a freshman. I know myself, I had a very low level of awareness when I first started school. Now, not to make this a debate whether or not, you know, going to college is for everyone, it's really just talking about something that Ted is going through in life and the awareness that he has to really seize the opportunity. Also on this episode, we talk about a compassionate learning experience that he had at a local supermarket, a powerful takeaway he learned about taking action from Glenn Drews, a guest that we had on this past Monday, as well as some moments of transparency and gratitude. Also, a celebrity run-in that Ted had at a local diner. By the way, guys, we'd love for you to get involved. You can find me on Twitter at Dr. Thomas Recher, and that's R-E-C-H-E-R. And you can find Ted at Ted Gallucci, and that's spelled G-A-L-L-U-C-C-I. We would love to hear from you guys, whether you like the show, you don't, just what you're thinking, how we're doing. So please connect with us. So let's get to it. Here is the first Fireside Chat. Ted Gallucci, what's going on, brother?
Not much, Dr. Tom. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, it's okay. You can call me Tom.
I was trying to be professional here, but okay.
We all have to be professional in life.
That we do.
So, Ted, you're in college right now?
I am. I'm a freshman at Farmingdale State College.
I'm asking you rhetorically because it's like something I knew already.
Okay. We'll edit that out. But, I'm in college right now. It's going.
It's going? Your first semester?
It's my first semester, and it's almost over, and I survived it.
Good. So, what's it like, Ted? You know, college in 2015. You know, is everybody on their phones? Are they Snapchatting? Are they Instagramming in class?
Depending on the class, most of the kids are on the phone if the teacher is not demanding the student's attention. But in some classes, the teachers are very strict and no one's on their phone. No one dares touch their phone or even look at their phone.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I just feel like information is today in this, at least, I don't know if it's been the last 6 months, but like everything changes so quickly. Do you agree?
Of course. Everything gets outdated. There's going to be a new iPhone next September.
Ted, there already is a new iPhone. We just don't know about it. they already have like the iPhone 25 ready.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. You
know? But like, I think back, you know, I graduated in, with my second degree in 2014. And I mean, everybody was on their phones, everything was changing, but for some reason, I just feel like 2015, like everything is just the information that's thrown at us on a regular basis is just insane, right?
You can use your phone to better yourself, or you can use it to play around. And I can't speak for myself, but most people these days, I feel like, are just using it to play around. But there are some people that are actually using it to better themselves. And if you're using it in class and school, then you're not really bettering yourself. You're just wasting your time and the professor's time.
Well, do you feel that, you know, the teachers are keeping up with this information? You know, like, are they giving you lesson plans that are outdated, or do you feel like they're really in tune with 2015?
For the most part, I think most of the textbooks that the professors are using are updated, but what the professors are teaching from class to class, I don't think that has been updated so much. I'm not taking any computer programming or IT classes, so I wouldn't know from that aspect, but just from the general education classes, I mean, it's just the basics right now.
It's just the basics, yeah. So, you know, the positivity effect, Ted, you know, we're here to help create a ripple effect of positivity. And we think about things like compassion and paying it forward and gratitude. You know, when we have these intangibles in our life, I think it's much more easier to be positive. And when you're more positive, everybody picks up on it, you know? And we were right. talking, you know, before we got on the call about a story of compassion that you witnessed this week. You know, and it's something so small, so I'd love for you to share that. You know, it's such a small gesture, but when you when you're open to compassion, you see these things.
Right. So I was in my local Stop and Shop, and I went there for one thing only, microwavable oatmeal. And I got one box of it, and I'm standing in line, and the woman in front of me has a shopping cart filled with food for a Thanksgiving meal, turkey, stuffing, everything you can imagine. And she looks at me and she says, "You can go in front of me." I'm like, "Did I just hear that right?" And she's like, "Yes, you can go in front of me." So I said, "Thank you." I paid for my oatmeal and I left, but I'm going to pay that forward next time I'm at Stop and Shop. And if there's someone behind me, I'm going to let them go in front of me. And hopefully that they'll pass on too.
That's great. And you know, if that person behind you has like 300 groceries, you still have to let them go in front of you.
yeah, I'll
you know, now yeah. That would be really awesome if it was the other side. You know, like you had a few groceries, but now imagine if you had a few groceries and then somebody behind you had like, you know, $400 of groceries and then you let them go. Now that would be really cool.
I'll definitely
It could be like a single mom, you know, that she's so stressed. You know, she has no time to go shopping and she's there, you know, getting all the groceries for the kids.
Yeah, that'll create a ripple effect, hopefully. No.
Yeah. So talking about the guests from this past week, we had Angus Nelson, Jessica Leahy, Glenn Drews, Jeff Smith, some great stuff. Who is someone that impacted you deeply this week?
I like the interview that you had with Glenn Drews the most, let alone his story alone was really inspiring. But I liked it when he said, if you're just sitting in the basement, no one's going to find you. You have to put yourself out there in the world.
Now, I guess I would go as far to say that you've already started that, like day one out the gate at college. You know, you joined this fraternity, right?
Right. I joined Kappa Sigma, and it is the largest fraternity in the United States. And I have been very blessed and honored to be part of that brotherhood.
And, you know, when I was in school, I never really got into joining a fraternity. I didn't understand it. So for those that don't understand it, like myself, like what has been your experience so far? And, you know, we were talking before about how there's really this community aspect and everybody just kind of is in there to lift each other up. And, you know, it's definitely, from what you've told me, has impacted your life pretty quickly already.
Right. The movies really don't portray fraternities that the way that they actually are. The movies kind of give them a bad name a little bit, but for Kappa Sigma, the brothers in the fraternity have taught me and they're still teaching me how to become a better man every single day, that my actions are accountable. And whenever I'm wearing letters, I'm representing the fraternity. And I mean, it's been a great experience so far. We do a lot of community service, and it's not the stereotypical fraternity where you're doing cake stands on campus and, you know, throwing up every weekend. This is a group of brothers who have your back no matter what. So if you say, I need help doing homework, or I need someone to pick me up from the train station at 6 o'clock in the morning, there will be someone to help you.
And you mentioned community service. Like, what are some things that your fraternity is doing right now to help the community?
Well, we've been doing some food drives lately and some small things around Farmingdale, where our fraternity is based out of. But our national philanthropy is Military Heroes. So we've been raising money for the Military Heroes charity, and Wounded Warriors is part of that. But we've just been doing a lot of small things right now. We've done the breast cancer walk back in October, I believe. So we raised some money that way. We've just been raising money through helping neighbors and some small things right now, but nothing too big.
Nothing too big. Oh, that's great. You know, we were talking earlier also, I had on Angus Nelson, and Angus, he went so deep in his personal story, and he talked about, you know, transparency. You know, what would you say, why is transparency so important for you, especially in the fraternity?
Transparency shows you who and what you can become. So there is someone who I want to be, and the only way I can tell myself or convince myself that I want to be like them is if they're transparent through everything. So everyone has a front face and an inner face, and we all see that front face, that side that we show off to the world. But if we don't see that side of us that we rarely show to anyone, then I wouldn't want to be like you if that side was bad.
And isn't that, you know, that feeling that you get when, you know, yeah, right, there's always moments, all of us, myself included, where what we're feeling inside isn't matched up with, I guess, what we're portraying on the outside, right? And,
right.
You know, that feeling, I don't mean to cut you off, but the feeling of like when those two things align, like you're just a force to be reckoned with, right? You know, you just, people pick up on your energy and you feel better too. You're able to go throughout your day because you have purpose, because you know this is what I'm feeling and this is what I am portraying.
All right, let me give you a quick example. A few weeks ago, I'm at a diner, and the hostess is like, that man from the King and Queens is here. I'm like, oh my God, it's Kevin James. So I'm peeking my head out, I see Kevin James, and he's eating lunch with his family, I guess his brother, I'm not really too sure. But I asked him politely, you know, if I'm a fan, can I get a picture with you? And I don't know if it was his mood or maybe I was being rude a little bit, but he wasn't his usual self, I guess, that you would see on the King and Queens or Paul Blart Mall Cop. He wasn't his movie self, his celebrity self, so to speak. He's very quiet, very humble, and I found that really shocking.
Do you think because, you know, we get so caught up in celebrity persona, you know, what they're portraying on the screen?
Of course. I mean, he grew up in Mineola, so I'm happy that someone from New York made it. And he's not a bad guy. He's a good guy. He works hard. And I was really happy to find out, you know, in just meeting him, that he was a humble guy and he wasn't showing off or anything. Or we took a photo, and you can find that on my Instagram, which I'll share with everyone at the end of this. And it was a really good moment, just meeting someone like that.
And I was just going to ask you, you know, like, what is a moment, maybe this week, you know, that you're grateful for?
I think just on Thanksgiving, I'm just grateful to be with my family and have dinner with them, since my life right now is really hectic with school and work. I was able to sit down with them, just relax and just be together.
Do you find, you know, that as you're getting older, that it's harder and harder to do these things?
Of course, you have so much more responsibility when you get older. You have to find out what you want to do in life. But for me, I'm really young, so that's my main focus. And imagine for you right now, there's just starting that family with Jen and moving in together and creating that life together. How's that going for you?
It's good. Yeah. It really feels good when you line up, like we were just saying before, with what you feel on the inside and what you're portraying on the outside, you know? And that's just like you just said, you know, moving into a house together or, you know, getting a place or building this relationship. That's how I feel on the inside. And that's, you know, what I'm trying to do on the outside. And, you know, that makes me be a better man every day.
Good. I'm glad to hear.
So before we get going, Ted, what's a book that you're reading right now?
I am reading The Millionaire Next Door, and I can't remember the author's name.
The Millionaire Next Door. Why don't we just take a look real quick?
Let's do that. It's a really good book.
Looks like it's Thomas J. Stanley.
Thomas J. Stanley.
What's the takeaway from The Millionaire Next Door?
I am on the second chapter in right now, and he interviews a bunch of millionaires, and it's really surprising that the people that are really showing off, who drive these elaborate cars and have these huge houses, they don't have much. They have the means to buy those things, but once they're bought, they don't have anything left over. They don't have that wealth that someone who drives the same car for 6 years has. And right now, from what I'm reading, I learned how to be frugal and how to be smart with my spending decisions. You know, there are a ton of things that I wanted to buy on Black Friday, but I didn't need them.
Right.
And, you know, I urge everyone to pick up the book. It's an amazing read.
And it's just helping you be more in touch with less physical things, or?
It's more on the physical and mental aspects of becoming a millionaire and what you do with your money. And if two people earn $200,000 a year and one of them saves their money, invests it, and the other person just spends it, in 5 years, the net worth of the person who saves their money will be 5 to 10 times greater than the person that just splurges it.
I think that's a mindset, you know, because you could probably say the same thing about your time, you know, where you're spending your time, you know, if you're doubling down on your brain, like you are right now, you're in school, you're focusing on finding your path in life. And like you said in the beginning of the interview, I like how you mentioned that now you're kind of associating negative feelings and negative emotions with playing video games, because it's not really helping you. I don't even know if we had that in the interview or if we did it before we jumped on.
No, that was before, but I love Xbox. I love playing video games, but I can't spend more than 3 hours a day or maybe 3 days a week playing Xbox. It won't benefit me and it'll set me back.
Right. So good stuff. You know, I love that this was so informal. I don't want to redo it. You know, it's kind of cool because it's the first one. And we hope that you guys come back each week to listen as Ted and I grow personally through the positivity effect. And so we can share one of your personal stories to hear about how you're implementing a positive mindset into your own lives. And, you know, it's just a blessing and an honor to talk about the guest that was on each week as well. So it's just all been super positive so far, and I'm excited for what's to come.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love it, and I love what you've done with the show so far.
Thanks, Ted. And before we go, I just want to share one of the reviews from somebody. It's by Doppler Bob. It's a 5-star review. He said, Dr. Retcher's podcast comes to me at the perfect time when I've really began to focus on all the positive in this world versus the negative. After studying things like The Secret and How to Win Friends and Influence People, it dawned on me that if some of the biggest names in the world are succeeding with these principles, why can't I? His guests are so far fantastic and his delivery is smooth. Hopefully it is. Extremely relaxed and very easy to listen to. I'm looking forward to more episodes. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for that review.
That was awesome.
You know, it's definitely motivating that we got this project out there and we're already impacting people's lives. And we hope that if you feel, you know, if you get something out of this show, to continue forward and pay it forward also. You know, it's like, it's so amazing when we put into action the things that we learn, and then when we're able to also impact other people's lives.
Right.
You know, like just like that story of that simple gesture of that lady letting you go forward, you know, in front of you in the line. Who knows what she was going through that day, but I'm sure that little gesture, you know, sometimes it's we do these things and you have to be selfish, because when you're being selfish in the way that by paying it forward, it makes you feel better, you know? And when you feel better, you impact everybody around you.
That's the positivity effect right there.
That is the positivity effect. All right, guys. Well, Ted, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.